With the NFL season set to conclude Sunday, the same questions about the lack of minority head coaches are being asked. Just 5 of the 32 head coaching positions in the league are filled by people of color. During a press conference Thursday, ahead of Sunday's game between Kansas City and Tampa Bay, Commissioner Roger Goodell acknowledged the league, whose players are 70% non-white, needs to do more in terms of representation, both in coaching and in upper management. University at Buffalo Center for the Advancement of Sport director Nellie Drew says part of the problem is a lack of diversity at the very top.
The league is composed of 32 individual franchises who make their own hiring decisions. So it's one thing to sit there at the Board of Governors table and say, oh yeah, that's a great idea. Let's endorse these minority-friendly hiring practices. It's another thing to be in the room making that choice for a specific club.
Drew says the problem parallels Title IX, which she says is still fighting an uphill battle despite being law for nearly 50 years.
These things do not happen easily or comfortably. You have to rework things that are endemic in people's personas and the culture.
Greater diversity throughout the league, says Buffalo Sports and Entertainment Law Society President Jake Cerconi, can be achieved by creating pathways to leadership positions for former players, but he questions the disconnect between on-field ability and ability in a front office.
But it has to be some disconnect of the soft skills to get those positions. Is it more of just, frankly, two different cultural lines where people don't understand each other? Or is there a lack of skills that African-American coaches are assumed not to have? Even though, frankly, that's been wrong this offseason.
Cerconi and Drew both agree that further bolstering of the Rooney Rule and leadership pipelines like the Bill Walsh Diversity Coaching Fellowship are steps in the right direction, but demand for the progress beyond those programs should not be ignored. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.